On today's Tech Help for Churches, why are tweets so short? And how can you make your long thoughts only 140 characters? Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you use the web, social media, new media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd just love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can leave your questions, your comments, etc. Or if you're watching the video, either on trinitydigitalmedia.com or on YouTube, either one is fine, just leave a comment below. That's perfectly acceptable. Since I'm talking about Twitter today, you might think that perhaps I have a Twitter account, and I do. It's Paul Allencliff, PaulAllencliff. And you can absolutely send me a tweet there, either an at mention, a direct message, either way will get my attention. Of course, if I'm not yet following you, then we need to fix that. But that would prevent you from sending me a direct message. So you'll need to follow me, send me an at reply, and I'll be happy to follow back. So let's talk about Twitter, shall we? As we have been in previous installments. Twitter is... it's pretty incredible. I fell in love with it when I started using it. One of my early tweets was, "I love Twitter and I'm not sure why." It's because there's something compelling about it, something about the shortness and brevity of a tweet that just, it's really interesting. Now, let me say that some people get annoyed by this. But I really think that you need to view a tweet as like a sonnet or a haiku. It has certain rules that most of the time you need to adhere to in order for it to qualify. Now, there are people that violate these every day and they get on my last nerve. It's the case that if you want to write long form, I'm not against that. I've written 4 books. They're all over 30,000 words. I'm not against long form writing. It's just not meant to be on Twitter. Twitter is supposed to be short form. So why 140 characters? Here's the history. Originally, Twitter was supposed to be communication over the text messaging protocol. That was it. When I started using it, that's what it was. So you would you could tweet out and get your tweets back all via text message. So a text message is 160 characters. So the Evan Williams, who's one of the founders of Twitter, decided that, well, if a text message is 160, we ought to make a tweet a little shorter so that we could include the username of who sent this to you, or some other information like directions, a type DM and username to reply back, or something like that. Okay? So they wanted to leave a little bit of a gap for them. So that's why it started that way. Now, the advantage is that for certain populations, you can access Twitter via text message only. You don't need internet access. In fact, in some developing countries and in less resource communities in the developed world, text messaging is kind of the default method of communication. So Twitter can really catch on in places where Facebook, too much data. Google Plus, too much data. Twitter, it's a text message. So if you have unlimited text messaging, basically you can have unlimited tweeting. So that is something that a lot of people just don't take advantage of, and you really should. So that is thing number one about Twitter and why a tweet is so short. Now let's talk about how to condense your thoughts into 140 characters. First off, you do not need to put in all the stuff that you're thinking in your head. You just don't. A tweet isn't meant to be a paragraph long. It's meant to be, if you're really, really conservative, 4 sentences. I can normally do 3, sometimes 1 or 2. So you're talking 1 to 4 sentences on the maximum, and those 4 sentences all have to be really short. So you need to think, okay, how can I get this thought across as quickly as possible? So what I always do when I'm writing a tweet is I write it out in Twitter, or I write it out in the app, or I write it out in a third-party plugin that pops up a thing and keeps count of how many characters I have. The iPhone now does that. You can switch that on in the preferences. I believe Android phones do as well, where they will say how many characters you've written. So you write out how many it is. Then you notice, have I gone over 140 characters or not? If you haven't, hit send, you're done. If you have, figure out how many you've gone over by. Have you gone over by 100 characters? Okay, you need to delete a sentence. Or you need to make your one sentence, which is like 12 independent clauses, or 12 dependent clauses, you need to make that thought smaller. So figure out stuff that you can remove. Next, look at substitutions. So are you using the word and, A-N-D? Try using the ampersand instead. That'll save you 2 characters per occurrence. Are you like me? Did you learn to type on a typewriter or in a typewriter program where you were forced to double space after each period? If so, after each sentence, remove at least one of those spaces. No one will notice the difference, and you'll be able to get your ideas across. So if you're short by 2 characters, it might be that just going down to 1 space after each period solves that problem. Could be you're over by 5 characters. Take out an ampersand. Remove a couple of spaces. You're good. Now, you can also look for shorter synonyms. This is something that I didn't mention in my book, Tweeting Church, but it's something I do all the time. So it could be that the word I really want to use is long. If I go to thesaurus.com, I can find synonyms which might be shorter. So if the word you were going to use is 10 characters and you can find a 5-character word, you've just saved 50%. And you get basically the same thought across. So synonyms are often your friend. Now, from here on, we get into the ways that you don't want to use very often, but if you need to, you need to. So you can use text message speak. Instead of the word B, B-E, use the letter B. Instead of the word to, T-W-O, T-O-O, or T-O, use the number 2. Instead of typing out later, L-A-T-E-R, type out L-A-T-R. That leaves out some letters, but people will generally get it. You can be creative with your spelling by typing creative, C-R-E-8-T-V, or T-I-V. Either one should get the gist across. So those are ways to remove some characters here and there. The thing that I would recommend you do sparingly, but on occasion, for no more than 3 total tweets, is split up your idea between 3 tweets or 2. You want 2 or 3 parts? That's fine on occasion. Now, here's what you do. At the end of each section, put like a fraction. So 1/2, 2/2. So that indicates, hey, this is tweet 1 of 2 or 2 of 2. I think I would do 1 of 3, 2 of 3, 3 of 3, but I wouldn't go longer than that. Because remember, a tweet is supposed to be very fast to read. You're supposed to get the gist of it immediately. There's someone whose name escapes me right now who has started doing this with like 1 of 20. Too long. Sorry. If you're going to do that, write a blog post and make a link to the blog post. That's the way you should do that. Because I don't want to fish through my feed looking for part 18, which seems to have disappeared when I am 17 tweets into your paragraph-long dissertation. That's just not the right way to use Twitter. There's another way that's not the right way to use Twitter as well. There are services that will take your tweets and they will kind of put them on another page and give you a link to those tweets. Services like TwitLonger and things like that. I hate these. Because most of the time, it turns out I get the gist of the tweet and I see a link and I say, oh, well, I want a link to the rest of this article, or I want a link to this service you're talking about. Great. You click on that and it's not the rest of the article. It's 4 more words. And the space of 2 of those 4 words was taken up by the URL. So in effect, it's actually just 2 words too long. You couldn't have cut down 2 words by leaving out an adjective and an adverb. Come on. That's really annoying. Not so much the first time it happens, but the 5th or 6th time it happens in a Twitter session, it gets really annoying. Now, some people take this to the opposite extreme, where it's not like they just should edit a little bit. No, they now take it as an opportunity to write War and Peace. But usually, if I want to click on the link, they've given me the gist of the link in it. So I click on it and I'm like, oh no, there's 12 more paragraphs on this annoying thing. So you don't want that. You don't want the people that are following you to go, oh no, here's another one from so-and-so. They're so long-winded. I could totally get what they say in their tweet. Unfollow. Bam! That's not what you want. So don't use these services. It's like writing a sonnet and at the end of 14 lines going, to be continued in sonnet number 12. No. The genius of the tweet is that it's short. So that's what you want. You want to take full advantage of the shortness of the tweet. Take full advantage of the brevity. And do everything you can to just really enjoy that fact. So, why is a tweet so short? Because of text messaging. How do you make your ideas shorter? Editing and substitution. I hope that that helps you go out and change eternity. If you like this show, don't forget to subscribe. It's free, and you can do that either in YouTube or at trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. If you really like this show, the best way to share it is just to pass the word on to your friends, and that would be just a personal favor to me, and it really says that you care about what I'm doing. So like, subscribe, thumbs up, comment, all that stuff. it really helps, and it really helps me in what I'm doing in spreading the word. I can't stand it, by the way, when churches have the great news of God and they can't share it because they don't know how to use technology. So that's why I'm using it. That's why I'm doing this, to help you spread the message of grace. So, until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with Trinity Digital Media.com.